The Christian Doherty Show. Starring that meanest of all means, Christian Doherty. With regular Tom Soder. Special guest stars on this show, the last show of the season, Mandy Johnson of Tales of Mystery, and the Line Lighters. Christian will be with you after this message. Hello, this is Christian Doherty. Welcome to my show. And first we'll be talking with Mandy Johnson and then the Lime Lighters. How is my audience today, everyone? Thank you. You're all very kind. Regular Tom Soder's with us today, along with a few other special surprises. Hedwig Zorbite appear in the audience, but right here, sitting down, I have Mr. Mandy Johnson, who is the star of that hit series, Tales of Mystery. How are you, Mr. Johnson? Hello, how are you, Chris? I'm very happy to be there. It seems like this is the first time I've been on your show. Actually, my brother Patrick has been here before, hasn't he? That's correct, Mandy. But very happy you could be here today. Tell me, what do you think is the success of your shows? Well, if I really told you, it'd be actually very hard to explain. You've been getting revised scripts, though. Help the show a lot. A lot. I mean, that's the understatement of the year. I bet it is. But your show has been getting revised. Yes, it has. That was a dirty word you almost said there. I'm very sorry, Mr. Johnson. These things slip out. I'm giving the ACD censors a hard time. Anyhow, everybody, this is Mandy Johnson, as I said before, and before that unfortunate accident, I'd like to talk to you again. Mr. Johnson, so it's revised scripts that you base your great plots on. Yes, that's about it. The great plots mainly come from Mr. Soda's mind. Mr. Soda adapts Christian Doherty stories, or George Tower stories mostly. Of course, in the third episode, as you Americans call it, you people, no offense, but we really, you people, I mean, let's put it this way, you people can't write good original scripts. For instance, in the third, it was too hot as the second. But of course, that was an original script by some American writer of yours. I don't know exactly. Please be quiet. Mr. Johnson, do you think that your show will last a couple of more years? That's up to the English census to decide. Our shows have been recently getting to, and we think that the people should be able to speak more freely on tape recorder. The people think that they're cool just by listening. Just to me is very funny, Chris. Yes, Tom.
What does your brother Pat...
Get the microphone over to Tom, please.
What does your brother Pat think of your success in taking over his time
period? Actually, he's very jealous.
Because you took over his time period on Monday?
Well, no, because I became producer of the show. You see, because the show was getting gobs of money, and it was mostly... to my advantage. Excuse me. I was just remembering a joke that struck me as very funny. Well, can you repeat it on the air? No, it's too dirty. Nevertheless, I think my show will last a couple of more years, and please, Tom, don't interrupt me. It's all right, Mr. Johnson. Mandy, how do you feel about the Limelighters? Well, I've never had the acquaintance of hearing the Limelighters. I hear, though, that they made a dramatic comeback on your show. I mean, the people previewed it. How could they preview it? Nevertheless. We're live. Oh, I see. Well, this is really, I really don't know. You see, I'm from England. It's very confusing of what's happening. But I could do a song and dance skit at the moment. Well, everybody sit down and listen to me. I'm going to try the audience asking me questions. You, ma'am, what do you want?
Mr. Johnson, I have a question.
I've seemed to hear your voice before.
Your public servant.
Don't you work for me?
I work for no man. About your public service message that they've been playing all day on ACD, well, and Channel 92, that is. Well, I'd like to know, they've been... How did you come about making this public service message?
Well, actually, I was paid to do it. I have no child. Next question, please. That was funny, wasn't it? Next question, please.
Next question, please. Get the microphone over to that man.
This is Christian Doherty. Get it over to him.
Oh, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, yes, fellow brother.
How old are you?
Well, that would be telling. That's what Patrick Mahomes. The expression on this man's face, I don't. He's too happy. Next question, please.
Get the microphone over to that lady.
Mr. Johnson, I have another
question. Oh, you again.
Yes, well, it's all about your career in show business. Yes, are you married?
Married, yes. I am married to June, my wife, and we're expecting a 4-month old baby. Thank you. Thank you. Another question for that man over there. Mr. Johnson, do you feel that you need a better show for your people? I mean, no, I think my show is very fine, actually. It's very fine at all. Well, thank you, Mr. Johnson, for having a question and answer session in the audience. And Tom, who is scheduled next?
The Limelighters, after we have this word from Coca-Cola.
Yes. Coca-Cola. Okay, everybody, this is Christian. I'll be back after this message. See you then, everyone. Yes, Tom. Yes. Yes, get the microphone over to me. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's this very special treat, which we'd like to present to you. Right here on the Christian Dario Show, my last show of the season, God bless her soul, the Limelighters.
Don't you hear that train a-coming, coming around the curve, stopping at every station, straining every nerve. You better get your ticket ready, prepare to get on board. My station's gonna be changed after a while.
Audience, sing along!
This train is bound for glory, this train.
carries nothing but the righteous and the holy, and that's a very exclusive passenger list. Uh-oh. Oh, dear. Someone is missing. Marty is not here. Marty is not here. Move over and make room for Marty. He doesn't take very much space. Since Marty is one of our very best friends, we surely can find him a place. Move over, move over. Think we'd like a rebate. We'll always move over for Marty. For Marty is not very big. We'll always move over for Marty. For Marty is not very big. Our little friend Marty is tardy. He must have got lost on the way. We really can't start without Marty, you know. He's a regular. Move over, move over. We'll always move over for Marty. For Marty is not very big. We'll always move over for Marty. For Marty is not very big. He won't have to stand in the corner. He won't have to sit on the floor. Hold on. We'll always move over for Marty. And still there'll be room for one more. Give it up now. Move over, move over. And quick like a rickety-jig. We'll always move over for Marty. For Marty is not very big. We'll always move over for Marty. For Marty is not very big.
Anything you'd like?